Welcome. You've got podcast. The Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast is a condensed version of the show. Go to kidnation.com for more kid content. Kid Craddock in the
Morning. How would you like to score up to $1,000? Sounds pretty good. Everybody could use $1,000.
Yeah.
Free money name games coming up in about 20 minutes. And the way to score the $1,000 is by going on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Pinterest, whatever. Social media. Right. Free money for Kid Nation. There's still plenty of time to do that.
There you go.
20 minutes from $1,000 for you. But big story over the weekend.
Yeah.
What if you knew the exact day you were going to pass away and you were able to plan out just how you were going to die and who was going to be around you? I mean, think about that. You get to plan it all out.
There's a lot of power on that.
Absolutely.
I think that's what we were talking about. Brittany Maynard, who had terminal brain cancer, and it's been all over the internet for the past few months because she announced to the world that she was going to take her own life on November 1st.
She's going to take the power.
She was going to take the power, and I think that was her only way of reclaiming power for herself because she had no power over the disease that was killing her.
Yeah.
But so many people, especially extremely religious people, had a serious problem with that. That, you know, a lot of people have, their faith is that if you take your own life, that is an unforgivable sin.
Right.
And so it was causing a lot of conflict for a lot of people, and many people, though, were on her side saying, why should you, if you know there's no hope, why would you want to? It was very painful death. So
we have a clip of Brittany describing the way she planned on ending her life from her first video.
I plan to be surrounded by my immediate family, which is my husband and my mother and my stepfather and my best friend, who's also a physician. And probably not much more people. And I will die upstairs in my bedroom that I share with my husband, with my mother and my husband by my side, and pass peacefully with some music that I like in the background.
Oh, my goodness.
It's something else.
That is so deep.
Oh, man. And I, a couple weeks ago, she filmed a video saying that she was thinking about, you know, November 1st is what she'd always said, but she's like, now I'm not quite so sure. And some people were like, oh, she's changed her mind.
Yeah.
No, she's going to delay it.
About delaying it, she said, because, you know, I have really good days and I'm laughing and I'm having fun. I mean, just a couple of weeks before she died, she went to the Grand Canyon. That's what she'd always wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And she's like, so on those days, it's like, well, maybe I can last a little bit longer. But then she remembered a really bad seizure she'd had, and she knew it was only going to get worse from there. So she decided to stick with her original plan.
Because you have to legally be able to physically mix the medicine and give it to yourself. Someone else can't give it to
you. Yeah. No one is held liable.
My wife and I were talking about this yesterday, and she goes, so she did it with medicine. And I said, yeah, she did it with medicine. And she said, well, does that mean she just went and picked up the stuff at a pharmacy? She just picked it up like a regular person? Like, I could have been next to her?
No, I think I'm not really 100% sure about that part, but I think they prescribed to her the right, they probably told her the right dose.
Combination.
Yeah. But she wrote on her Facebook, goodbye to all my dear friends and family that I love. Today is the day I have chosen to pass away with dignity in the face of my terminal illness, this terrible brain cancer that has taken so much from me, but would have taken so much more. The world is a beautiful place. Travel has been my greatest teacher. My close friends and folks are the greatest givers. I even have a ring of support around my bed as I type. Goodbye, world. Spread good energy. Pay it forward. And that was her last post.
I think it's
Facebook.
So. A few years ago, a documentary came out called How to Live and Die in Oregon, and it was very sad, and I watched it. It was on HBO, and it was all about this Death with Dignity Act and how Oregon's a state where it's legal. You have to live there for six months.
That's why she and her husband moved there.
And her whole family, you know, and so for people to judge it, I think it's a very, I know there's a religious element, you know, that's why you would be against it, but it's so powerful, and I mean, I respect her decision, and her family was behind her on it, because to have to end, and you know, it could be a drawn out 6 months of her. They say this is so horribly painful and terrible, you know, to end your life that way.
Right.
She lived such a full life. I was reading about some of the things she had accomplished. She was only 29. She would have been 30 this month.
Super young.
Taught at orphanages in Nepal. She traveled to, like she said, travel's been her greatest teacher. Yeah. She traveled in Vietnam, Cambodia, Laos, Costa Rica, climbed Kilimanjaro a month before she got married in September of 2012. And it was on New Year's Day of this year she got the six-month diagnosis. New Year's Day is when she found out.
Gracious.
And it was so interesting. What I took about it, I was watching a video when a couple weeks ago she filmed saying she might delay. And she was so embarrassed by her appearance. And it's so funny. I it's not funny. It's like women, even when we know we're dying, we still are embarrassed that we've gained weight. I'm not trying to be funny. That struck me.
Yeah.
Because she's like, I don't want to be photographed because these medicines have made me gain 25 or 30 pounds.
Oh, wow.
She, in pictures of her with her family at Grand Canyon, she's hiding behind her husband and her mother because she doesn't want her body to be photographed.
Oh, man.
And she's going to be, this shows you how deep ingrained our bodies, and that's what,
body
I mean,
image.
I'm sorry if that takes us off on a different tangent. But I was like, she's still
interesting
concerned.
That you bring that up, though, yeah.
She's going to be dying, taking her own life November 1st, and she's embarrassed by the way she looks, that she's gained weight.
Because as a guy,
isn't that sad?
I didn't notice that as a guy. But
you do as a girl.
She's
when
lived
you start
her life
not
thin and healthy.
You don't
want to
die not recognizing yourself either, though. You
she's
know?
Like, I look in the mirror and I don't recognize the girl mm-hmm. staring back at me. And she's and here she is dying in 2 weeks, and she's hiding because she doesn't want to be photographed because she looks fat. I was heartbroken by that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That struck me. But anyway, I know
I
listeners have opinions.
Yeah. Yeah, we have some phone calls here.
Renee, how do you feel about the judging that's been going on with the family?
I think it's one of those things where that's something that's between her and her family right now. And I think that the general public, even though she made it public, that was her decision. She's an adult. And I think that we should leave the family alone and stop commenting on it online. I think that's kind of cruel,
yeah.
And it kind of dragged out the grieving process.
Yeah.
has her husband said anything? I mean, how's
well, he supported her.
Yeah. I mean,
you don't want to see your wife suffer.
No,
yeah.
Don't.
Do you want her to live in pain for the last few weeks of her life?
No, or
do you
want the thing is, I want people to remember me. Like, I would want to go do all of those things. And I mean, I have to say that if I was in her situation and it was a guaranteed death at some point, I think I would absolutely do the same thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like I'd be scared to do it.
See, the very
I would
religious,
be so scared to do it.
No. The very religious also believe that a miracle can come at the 11th hour, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah,
and it's really,
true.
For deeply religious people, it's a huge, huge mm-hmm. conflict.
Yeah.
I just don't want you guys or, you know, my loved ones, you know, a year of like just watching me
deteriorate.
Yeah.
And then having to take care of me or
because
you know.
I feel like that's selfish, more selfish. Yeah. Yeah.
Becky, you had a friend go through this?
Yeah. Good morning.
Good
Hi,
morning.
Guys.
Hey.
Yeah, my friend Donna was diabetic.
Uh-huh.
And I got the call from her mom that they were going to amputate her leg. And probably within 6 months, they took the other one.
Yeah.
And her skin would just turn black and slough off. Mm-hmm. And when they start talking about her hands, she said, no, you're not just going to cut me up. And her will to live was to see her niece's baby. And she got to hold the baby on a Sunday. And on Monday morning, when it came time for dialysis, Donna said, no more. And she died on Tuesday.
Wow. So wow. She refused the dialysis that would have kept her alive.
Basically, yeah.
She had one go, and she got to
yeah.
do that. She got to hold her niece.
Basically drowned, yeah.
Oh.
It was the worst thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
So when someone is that much pain, I mean, even the morphine, they would just give her anything she wanted, wouldn't stop the pain.
Yeah.
Because it was so bad.
So you have a very different perspective because you've seen it.
She understands it.
Mm-hmm.
I have, you know, and I tell my parents, I said, you know what? I'm telling you now, if I ever was to go through what my poor Donna went through,
yeah,
I wouldn't do it. Yeah. I mean, it was so sad to watch her because she was in so much pain.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hugs.
I'm sorry for your loss.
Mm-hmm. Sorry for your loss. Sending you hugs, Becky, okay?
Yeah, like you said, Kelly, you know, some people are going to say, you know, you keep fighting, you know, you pray and this and
I
that,
know.
You know, and you don't know where that line is. I mean, I honestly don't know what I would do in that situation.
I don't either.
Because I would think that I'm the type of person that would keep trying and keep pushing and keep praying for that miracle to happen and something's going to happen. The doctor's wrong or maybe a breakthrough is going to happen. I mean, I don't know. But then again, if...
I feel like
I
just feel like I wouldn't be brave enough to take it if I had it in my hands. I would be too scared to let go, which is that's the toughest thing to do when you have you're alive and you have to literally let go of that life willingly.
Yeah, sure.
It's your choice to do it.
Exactly,
at that point.
That's why it's
so
your
tough.
Choice.
It's tough, yeah.
Yeah.
Dr. Brown?
Good morning.
Good morning. You say people die with dignity every day.
What are you a doctor of, if I may ask?
So I'm a hospice physician. I'm actually a medical director for Hospice of Lubbock here in Lubbock, Texas.
Yeah.
And my job is every day to make sure that people who have a terminal illness, whether it's brain cancer or congestive heart failure, have the ability to die naturally, but die with dignity. And what I took from Brittany's story was that she was afraid of suffering, which all of my patients are afraid of. But that's my job, and that's the job of hospice physicians and nurses and the whole hospice team everywhere across this country, is to make sure that as death comes naturally, that patients don't suffer. And so I was really just saddened by her story that she didn't allow hospice to come in and help her, because those good days, families cherish those, and they carry those with them for the rest of their life. But, and I just felt like she robbed her family of some of that time.
Because there were some good days left for
right.
her.
Yeah, she could have had some good days. But doesn't it get to
we have really good medicines. I mean, we have opioids, morphine-like drugs. We have seizure medications that we can control a lot of the symptoms that she was afraid of. And,
right.
and I've taken care of at least 10 patients with a glioblastoma, which is what she had. And they don't suffer. Their death is what we call in hospice a good death.
Yeah. Does it get
a different perspective.
Yeah, I know. But yeah. does it get to the point eventually, Dr. Brown, where, because we had a friend who suffered with cancer, and when we went to visit him, he didn't recognize me
Mm-mm.
at all. And that was, you know, maybe less than a week before he passed away. Is that maybe what she wanted to steer away from, where she wouldn't be able to recognize her family?
I think that was part of her fear, but I'll tell you that that's some of the time that families cherish the most. And so the patient's not suffering. It's hard for the family. Death is tragic. And unfortunately, we're scared of death in this country. But the death itself is peaceful. It's not, you know, brain cancer is not that painful. There aren't receptors in the brain. Now, some of the body does experience pain. But like I said, we have medicines to control that. But those last hours and days really allow some of the healing process and the grieving process to start so that as that transition is happening, especially in a hospice situation where the hospice nurses and social workers and chaplains can be there and provide support to the family. And then hospice provides support to the family for up to 14 months after the patient's death.
Okay.
So it's an ongoing relationship to help them through that grieving process.
I guess it would be really hard, especially if Brittany had been having a series of very good days.
Mm-hmm.
But she had already set November 1st was her own personal deadline.
She could have changed
so
it.
So how hard would that have been for the family? I'm sure they were saying, but you've had a really good day today.
Yeah, don't do it.
You know, you've had one more. I can see what you're saying mm-hmm, as a hospice mm-hmm. worker, that there were good days left for her.
Thank you for your call, Dr.
Thank you. That was a great perspective.
I mean, they had to move to Oregon for 6 months to become residents there. So this is something they did in
advance. Yeah, there are other states
advance.
That do it. Montana, Vermont, New Mexico, from what I was reading online this morning, also have the right to, in Washington.
Now, Dr. Brown said that some of the best moments come towards the end for the family,
sure.
but.
Well, it's the closure, I think,
maybe.
You know. How hard is it to look at your child and say, but you were just laughing, but Mom, I've already made the decision, so I'm going to go, you know.
Well, we could talk to somebody who went through this. Tracy, your brother suffered through this.
Yes, and I completely disagree with the doctor speaking towards the end, because my brother had esophagus cancer, and we watched him suffer for 2 years with it. And then he was 6'4". He weighed 145 pounds.
Oh, man.
He was just a very strong-willed person, and he was not going to give up that fight.
Mm-hmm.
But on the day that he finally did pass away, he started having seizures at 8 o'clock in the morning, and he continued to have seizures with maybe 30 seconds to a minute in between each seizure for 12 hours.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
So there was no closure at the end. We were just praying to God to take him.
Yeah. So that he wouldn't suffer.
It was a horrible thing to see.
It was I compare it to watching someone be electrocuted for 12 hours.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry for your loss, Tracy.
It was bad.
Sorry for your loss.
And was he in hospice care?
He was in hospice care, and they said that was the worst thing they've ever seen in their life.
Okay. Right,
they couldn't give him enough medication to stop it. So he just had to sit there and suffer through it. And my father had to, you know, we all had to sit there and just kind of tell him just to let go. And he had something he wanted to say to his girlfriend. And once he could tell her in between seizures that he loved her, then he finally passed.
Mm.
See, these are the things that we are shielded from every day.
So sorry.
That you don't
so
know what
sorry.
People are going through. Tracy, so much.
Yep.
Thank you so much for your call. Again,
well, it's going to be debated all over the social media today. I would just hope that people, when they're having debates, you can debate with compassion.
Please.
You can state your point without being hateful and disrespectful.
Yes, and no one's asking you to make the same decision Brittany did. This was between her and her
family. You can debate with love. Again, if you're going to have any comment, just do it with some compassion.
It's doable to do that. Brittany Maynard passed away at the age of 29 on her own terms.
All right. Because
she wanted to take the power away from cancer. Mm-mm. You know, that's life, Al. This is going on.
I know. I mean, that's the one thing I'm thankful for with Kid. I mean, he didn't suffer. I mean, he did not suffer.
And hearing these things makes you appreciate life a lot more.
Sure.
And when you see your kids or your loved ones, you get to look at them and hug them and tell them you love them.
Let's give away some.
Yeah, let's liven it up here.
Your
first shot at $1,000 is next when we play the free money name game. And we're going to have some fun picking the letters today.
All right.
Kelly will probably have fun today.
Yeah.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Free money name game.
Yeah, let's give away some money with the free money name game.
Let's do it.
Up to $1,000 up for grabs. Hopefully you did what you were supposed to do. You wrote free money for Kid Nation on social media.
Mm-hmm.
If you didn't, $500 for you. Now, we're switching it up with how to pick the letters this week, Mikey.
Okay.
Yeah, Kelly, so tell everybody what you told us about your father and this new hobby he wanted you to do with
him. Right. Well, it's not really a hobby. It's like protecting yourself. I'm a single woman. I got a kid, and I got a family I got to protect.
Big mansion. And a huge house.
Right?
Yeah.
So he thinks that we should go together and get a concealed handgun license.
Kelly Raspberry.
He found a Groupon for the lessons.
Of course.
So it might be a little inconvenient, but we save so much money by going through the Groupon, you know.
Oh, you're not getting Dollar Day
concealed handgun license. No, it's just a discount. So we're looking into it. My daughter's very upset about it. She does not want me shooting guns.
And you know you got to take a class, right?
It's like that's the Groupon's for the class.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
So what does that have to do with
the free money name game?
Well, Jenna. Funny you should ask. Apparently it involves shooting.
Yeah.
So after you said that, we thought, hey, well, let's get her to shoot something.
Right.
Then we tried to bring in like one of those little airsoft guns. Yeah, management wouldn't have that.
Mm. Why not?
So we settled on
pellets, and she could shoot at squirrels, and the squirrels all have...
Why would you shoot a squirrel?
And they all have letters tattooed on their bellies.
Squirrels have death wishes anyway. Yeah. I'd be helping them reach their demise earlier.
I told you why squirrels get run over. It's because they're trying to juke the car out, and it's too late by the end.
Well, squirrels are stupid, and they deserve to die. Yeah.
All right, so we brought in a Nerf gun?
Yeah, so it's a Nerf Retaliator. These things are bad. And we set up 26 cans. Mm-hmm. Each one of these cans has a letter on the bottom of the can.
Oh, cool.
And it's all set up kind of like target shooting style in the room. Kelly's never shot one of these Nerf guns before, have you?
No.
All right, so I'm going to bring it over to you. Do you want to shoot across JC or you want to shoot from over here?
Yeah, I'm ducking.
I want to shoot through JC.
Yeah.
You
He's
can't.
The obstacle.
Okay.
So here's what you have to do. I'm going to bring it over.
Oh.
I'm going to put protective glasses.
Yeah, we have safety goggles.
Where am I at?
Don't you point that.
Don't you point that at anybody,
Kelly. I'll yell.
All right.
Kelly, come over here.
I got to put on my safety goggles.
You got to be on
microphone.
That's a pretty good angle. You got to cock it back like this.
Well, I could go snorkeling with these bad boys.
You got to cock it back like this.
Oh,
and then up, and then you shoot, okay?
Oh,
that's that sound.
Come over
you
here.
Hear that sound? You hear that sound?
I'll go over here.
Right. See, we've been using those Nerf guns around the office to shoot each other in the man parts.
Is it already cocked?
We're playing part game.
Here, put your hand back here, the right hand here. Okay, now. Nope. Put your left hand on top.
Right. I'm going to get out of the way here.
You're right.
Cock it back.
I'm scared.
Why are we all...
Can I do it?
We're all... There?
Now you're ready.
...in the line of fire right now.
All right.
Oh,
all right.
I could tell. This thing is off. This is leaning.
Just shoot the gun. Just shoot the gun.
You have 26 cans up there.
Well, the aimer is crooked.
Just shoot it.
Oh, where's
That's
the trigger?
What she said.
Kelly, pretend there's an intruder. Go.
Nothing came out.
That's what she said.
Uh-oh. Oh, fail.
The whole thing broke.
All right, just throw
What's
the
that?
Gun over there. Just throw the gun.
Do I need that?
No, you don't need that. That's just your holder.
Now, look at it. It's all crooked.
It's fine, Kelly.
Just shoot it.
Just shoot. Just
shoot. Nothing came out.
You have any bullets?
I shot it twice. Y'all saw me shoot it twice.
Oh, no.
Well, maybe it's not
Kelly's shooting blanks.
We got a jam.
Oh, Kelly jammed it.
I'm not on
That's
TV.
That's what she said.
Where am I? There I am. What's the point of doing anything if I'm not on TV?
Right. All right. Let's see if it works.
All right. Oh, my nose is itching.
Okay.
All right. I didn't cock it. Somebody cocked it for me.
Yeah.
Okay, I've shot it now 3 times and nothing's
coming out.
All
right, give me the other magazine.
We need another magazine.
Magazine.
And we're not talking Cosmo.
Magazine switch. All right.
Uh-oh. I just want to go on record saying this is not my fault.
It's the least intimidating.
Well, it shot the first time Mike tried it.
It did. He's practiced like two or three times this morning, and now it's jammed.
Oh, man.
Kelly.
But it's not my fault.
Bit killer.
Oh, fault. Since it was the other Los Muertos yesterday.
That's my fault.
Menadora de cheese day.
I'm just going to throw myself at the fans.
Throw the gun. Just throw the gun.
Yeah, just throw it. Yeah.
I'll throw something at them. Give me a ball, and I'll throw it.
Well, what if you hit more than one can?
Well...
The ball is bigger than the
first
can.
One. Here, throw this Milky Way.
No, that's my Milky Way. I just got one.
By the way, a listener.
I have a ball.
Thank you, Shannon. A listener went as Kelly Raspberry for Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that sweet? I just wanted to say how sweet that was since we're killing time.
What'd she wear?
She had red hair. And so her dad told me that she was going to go as me and wanted to have some helpful hints. And so I sent her a Kid Craddock Morning Show hat and a T-shirt. And she went and got like a Dollar Tree bag, a family dollar bag. And she had on headsets. And isn't that cute? And coffee. She was carrying coffee. And she was me.
Aww. That's very nice.
Nobody's
isn't that sweet?
That's cool.
Is she going to get a tan on Thursday?
All right. This obviously isn't working.
You're going to throw the ball, Kelly.
I'm just going
to
throw it.
Which is more hilarious to watch Kelly throw a ball.
Yeah, that's true. Okay,
I'm horrible
so throw
throwing.
The ball at the cans.
All right.
Girl.
All right, let's see if you can hit one.
Oh. still didn't
that
hit
that went
oh, boy.
Way over.
Oh, this is hilarious.
Oh! Hey! Nailed it. Dead center.
The first letter is C.
C.
C. Senor.
All right, Mike's going to put it back.
By the way, what a great commercial we just gave the Nerf gun people. Don't work.
Nerf guns. Sometimes they jam.
Don't get one for your kids at Christmas.
Oh!
That was nailed. Let me just say how I nailed
that. Was perfect.
Perfect Kelly, and didn't hit more
perfect
than one.
Initials for Kelly. CB.
CB or BC.
Yay.
I used to have a CB.
I had CB radio.
My CB handle was Golden Eagle.
All right, initials CB or BC, 13th caller, 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
What was my CB handle?
What's your 1012?
Redneck Steve.
What's your 1012?
1020.
1020.
What's your 20? What's your 20? Good buddy.
All right, now I'm super excited about this.
What?
I have problems putting my son to sleep, and I think this is going to fix it.
Ambien?
I gotta take
no, you can't get babies Ambien.
Oh, they don't have baby Ambien yet?
You gotta wait.
No, you give them cold medicine, Jenna. It's a dirty little secret, but everybody does it.
Now, I'm sure.
CPS is gonna be showing up at Kelly's house.
Be
honest. CPS is gonna be showing up at Kelly's house. I heard Benadryl. You juicing
I think I heard her sniffle once.
I think she has allergies.
Was that a cough? Here's some NyQuil.
Oh, you have allergies? Let me give you Benadryl. No, I'm a huge Eminem fan.
Yeah.
Huge.
We know.
The problem with being an Eminem fan and having kids is you can't really listen to Eminem.
Mm. Right.
Yeah.
A little dirty.
Yeah.
A little racy.
It's just there's some things your kids should not be singing. And
he actually doesn't swear as much as most rappers, but...
But his content is...
Yeah. Well, his old content was a little more racy than it is nowadays.
Someone in a trunk. Yeah.
So I want to play a game with you guys.
All right.
Because now we have Eminem lullabies.
I love when they do this.
I know. Lullaby.
I know, Jenna. So let's see and call out your name and guess what song of Eminem's this is. Ready?
Yeah.
I've
never
dated any
what's
in a lifetime.
Are there lyrics?
Yeah, Jenna. Yeah.
Oh.
Jenna?
Yeah, is it... Lose Yourself?
Lose Yourself is correct.
Yeah, really good.
Oh, okay. I was listening for lyrics. Okay.
No lyrics in this one.
Okay.
Again, like I said, the lyrics are a little too racy for
sure. Well, I thought, okay, all right.
What I want to do, Al, is I do want to take the lyrics and I want to make them baby friendly.
Yeah.
That's what they should have done.
Yeah.
Let's see if you guys can get this song right.
All right.
This is Eminem Lullaby number 2.
Slim Shady.
Hi, my name is... Yeah.
Jenna is correct again. Hi. Slim Shady.
My name is... My name is... My name is
Slim Shady.
Hi. My name is... Hi. My name is...
I do want to take these and put lyrics to them.
You should.
My name is...
Excuse me.
My name is...
May I have the attention of the class?
The attention of the class.
Okay.
For 1 minute. Okay.
Oh, the second. You're
I need
so
a minute.
Bad.
I need
you're so bad at
I need
this.
A minute, Kelly. That's what I need a minute.
Butchering Eminem's lyrics.
How dare I?
Yeah, good. You should babyfy that.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to put lyrics to that. It's missing it.
I love our caller's first name.
What is the caller's first name, Kelly?
Hi, Coleman.
Hey, what's up?
I love your first name, Coleman. Is that a family name?
That it is.
You can tell.
It's my great uncle's name.
I could tell.
Do y'all make thermoses?
No, just tents.
Just tents.
Oh, tents.
Well, Coleman, what is your last name, sir?
My last name is Bruner.
That's a C and a B.
Bruner!
$500. Woohoo!
That was good. That was a weird woohoo.
Coleman, do you do that whole Facebook, Twitter, Instagram thing?
Are you
I
on
do
it?
Twitter, but I did not do it because my girlfriend had woke me up saying, CB, they said CB, wake your butt up and call Kid Craddock.
Oh, so you didn't post free money for Kid Nation.
I did not. I am so sorry.
You know what? It's still $500.
Yep.
Yes, it is.
And your girlfriend woke you up, so I guess you got to break her off a little something.
Yeah, she's going to have to get half.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she'll probably have to get something out of the ordeal because she's so good.
You didn't get a contest prenup. You need to get one of those. Well, congratulations, Coleman.
Thank you guys so much. I appreciate it. You guys have a great morning.
Thank you.
You do
too.
The same, bro.
I like how friendly Coleman sounds.
Coleman's great. He's got $500 in his pocket he didn't have when he went to bed last night.
Absolutely.
All right, we're going to do this again at 8:10 Central. So maybe you heard Cole and you're like, oh, man, I forgot to post free money for Kid Nation.
Do it now.
Because it will count the next time we play.
Yep.
Free money for Kid Nation on any of your social status updates. And we'll call two more initials in less than an hour from now.
And also, word is the Nerf gun has been fixed.
The Nerf gun has been fixed.
Yeah,
finally.
We're
going
to be able to shoot it.
Been great about 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, it got like some serious performance anxiety.
It did.
I don't want my gun to jam when it matters.
Nerf repair guy come by here or something?
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We have a new fun bit called It Would Really Make My Day If. Mm-hmm. And this is where you get to call us or go on Facebook and ask us anything. You can ask us to do anything, tell you about an old bit.
Yep.
Maybe you want Big Al Mack to hit on you because you had a rough morning.
Mm-hmm.
He'll do that for you.
I can do that.
Maybe you want Kelly D. Raspberry to tell you a joke.
Oh.
She doesn't like to do that, but she'll try.
I've got one joke.
Yeah, one go-to joke.
I can't wait
to hear it.
You heard it.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Maybe you want Jenna to sing to you. Because she is now the best singer on the show.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know
after
about
last
that
week.
One either.
So far, she's doing so well. We'll kick it off here with, let's go to Donald. What's going on, Donald? How can we make your day?
We can make the day by congratulating my daughter for getting into A&M.
Oh,
your daughter got into A&M.
What's your daughter's name?
Yeah. Her name's Denny.
How about this? We'll do it even better than that. How about we let you tell her yourself? Would you like to do that on the radio?
He wants us to tell her.
Oh, that's fine, yeah.
All right, let's bring in Denny and we'll all tell her. Hey, Denny.
Hi.
How you doing this morning?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Doing great.
Not as good as you because you're smarter than all of us.
Yeah. We have something to tell you on the count of three. One, two, three.
Congratulations on getting into A&M.
Thank you.
What you going to major in?
International studies.
Oh, wow.
You sound international.
Shout out.
Yeah, you do.
Yes.
Where are you from?
England.
Oh.
All right, you go, girl.
Yeah. Do you know what A&M stand for in Texas A&M?
Agriculture and Mechanics.
There you go, girl.
You go.
Donald, how come you don't have a British accent?
I'm American.
Asked and answered right there.
That is the greatest answer of all time.
Very good reason.
I'm American.
God bless America. All right, well, congratulations and welcome to Texas, Denny.
Thank you.
Good luck.
From America.
American.
That's hilarious.
America.
That's funny.
We got a couple suggestions on Facebook if you guys want them.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is from Randy, and Randy said, it would really make my day if Jenna Owens would say, what's the matter, you can't handle it, in her bro voice.
Oh, that's best.
Come on, bro.
Or we can just play the tape.
This is your best one.
Okay.
Go ahead, Jenna.
Am I going to do it or are you going to play it?
No, you're going to do it.
Okay, so this came from an indoor soccer game when a girl said this to me.
You can do it.
What? You can't handle it?
Wow. Let's go back to the tape.
You can't handle it. Okay. Okay, yeah, I'm still single, so let's not do that.
Yeah. We also got one on Facebook from Brandy Willith, and she said it would really make my day if Kelly would do her Cher impersonation.
Oh, okay.
Come on, Cher.
Well, it's really quick.
If you believe in life after love. There you go.
There I just go. Love looking That's at Kelly's about. Face when she does that.
It's yeah. more her mouth.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you have
she
to do
does
that.
It at the side of her yeah. mouth. Like, it's like she's biting her tongue.
Oh, man. Let's see if Al's going to be able to do this one for us. Uh-oh. Josh, what would really make your day?
It would really make my day if Big Al Mack would propose to Dr. Girlfriend.
Dr. Girlfriend!
Why do you care?
Yeah, why would yeah, that make
why
your
do you
day?
Care?
What would it make your day, Josh?
I really don't. I mean, you know, I would care more if Kelly lived a little closer so I could be her gay best friend. But I just think it would be great for Dr. Girlfriend.
Aww.
Maybe we can make it both happen.
Well,
hey, that sounds great.
What's Al willing to do for
well,
this?
Well, I mean, I don't see that happening today to make your day, but...
Well, that's okay, but, you know, Kelly could make my day, so we're better there anyway.
There you
okay,
go.
Well, what
there
would you like go. Me to do to make... You mean to just proclaim this year my official gay best friend day today?
Yes, ma'am. That okay. would make my... That would make my year, actually.
Josh is officially... November 3rd is officially Josh is my gay best friend day.
There you go. Done.
You are yes. amazing, Kelly. I love you guys.
Oh, love you too, love Josh. You
bye, Josh. You have a new gay best friend, Kelly.
I do.
Just for today.
How cool is that? Just...
Well, John's in Hawaii. He will never know. Keep your mouth shut.
Yeah, we won't tell John. All right, let's go to Ron. Ron, how can we make your day today, buddy?
You can make my day by helping me propose to my girlfriend over the air.
Oh, that's a big
over the air
responsibility.
Have you thought this yeah. through? Have you thought okay. this through? This is what you want to do?
I don't talk them out of it.
Yeah. How long have you guys been together, Ron?
Off and on for like 13 years. I mean, a long time.
Oh, wow.
Oh, so it's about dang
she
time.
She hasn't left you yet?
Yeah.
Well, she has a few times, apparently, off and on, right?
Yeah, well, we've had our ups and downs, but we made it through it.
So you finally, you're down to do this. How long have you guys been living together?
Yeah.
So you guys live together now.
Okay.
Is she there now?
Yeah, we live together right now. We have a 5-year-old daughter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, perfect.
This makes us an official family.
Have you bought a ring?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh. So you can give it to her if we ask.
I just got this weekend.
Oh, good.
Let me explain to you guys what's going to happen. So Ron contacted us, and he wants to do this.
Okay.
His girlfriend is in the house. Ron
right.
left, quote, for work, so he's outside of the house.
Okay.
Okay, we're talking to him now. JC is going to talk to his girlfriend, who can't hear anything that we're talking about right now,
all right.
and pretend like she's on the air to win a contest.
Oh.
So this is...
What contest have we told her?
We're going to tell her that it's we don't know what contest. We're just going
to
bring her
it's
in.
Just to get her on hold.
Yeah, it's just to get her off hold.
And then
bring
Ron's going to walk in and propose to her.
What's her name?
Ron. Yeah, her name is Ashton.
Ashton, okay.
Yeah, Ron, your word to come into the house is you need a partner. When you hear me say you need a partner, you walk into the house.
That's you. Her partner in life.
Cause, see, it's a symbol, Ron.
Okay, but you got to stay. You're going to stay on the phone, right?
Yeah, we got to hurry up and do this.
Yeah, Ron's going to stay on the phone with us.
Before somebody calls or something.
Now, hold on. Ashton's still on hold, so she can't hear anything that's going on. We're fine.
I know, let's do it. I'm getting antsy.
And as soon as she gets on, Shannon's going to pot her up. And Ron, you just be quiet until we say what? You need a partner.
You need a partner.
Okay, here we
go. Oh, this is exciting.
All right, Ron, get ready to walk in. Stand outside, and we're going to put Ashton on hold now.
All right.
All right, are we going to pick up the phone?
Yeah. We're going to bring in our next contestant.
Oh, let's give some money away.
Let's try to give some money away.
Yeah.
Who's on the phone?
Our next contestant is Ashton. Hey, Ashton.
Hi.
So you're down to win some money today.
Awesome.
You know what the contest entails?
He said something about $500 or something.
Yeah.
That sounds exciting, right?
Don't you want
five? Yeah, that is exciting.
Could you use $500, Ashton?
Yeah.
Well, Ashton, tell us a little bit about you.
Yeah.
I'm 25. I live in Fort Smith, Arkansas.
Mm-hmm. You married?
I have a little daughter. No.
Not married.
Not married.
Single little daughter. Live in Arkansas. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Are you seeing anybody?
Yeah.
Okay.
Me. Yeah. And her dad live together.
Sorry, Al.
Yeah, I was about to hit on. What are you wearing?
All
right, she's not taking yet, right, Al? You can still try.
Here's how the game works, Ashton. We need you to grab a partner from your house. So grab anybody around the house because we need you to have a partner for this game.
You have a partner to play with?
Yeah.
You do?
Hey.
Okay, now what?
Well, it's time to play.
It's time to
play. Yeah.
I love you with all my heart, and I want us to be together forever.
So will you marry me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yay! Ashton, guess what?
What?
You don't get $500, but you're getting married.
Awesome. It was the game.
It was a trick. We tricked you. Was that a good one?
Awesome. Are you guys hugging and kissing and stuff?
Yeah.
Did you give her the ring? Did you give her the ring?
Yeah, I gave her the ring.
What does it look like, Ashton? What does it look like?
It's pretty. It's white gold with a diamond.
Oh.
It's pretty.
Are you surprised?
Yeah. And he told me. I mean, I knew he was up to something. He entered me in some contest, he said.
Were you walking? Were you wondering why he walked back into the house when you were supposed to be home alone?
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad
is this how
out.
You envisioned a proposal going down between the two of you?
No.
Well, Ashton, good. We have one question.
Mm-hmm.
Did the Kid Craddock mm-hmm. Morning Show just make your day?
Yes.
That's all. Right. That's the whole ball. We just want to make your day.
You congratulations. Now, Ashton, did you write free engagement for Kid Nation on your Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram by chance?
Yeah, I'll hashtag
yeah.
that.
Yeah, you get on that, girl.
You know what, Ashton? I'm going to throw in, I will throw in that $500 to start your wedding, okay?
Where are you getting that $500 from?
I'll throw it in there for them because we told her we were giving money.
Rich.
So we'll throw $500 in there for your wedding to start planning.
Oh, my God.
I'm sure. Do you guys need that thing to get going?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Don't
hopefully that alleviates some of that stress that's going to come with the wedding planning.
Oh, there's going to be a lot more stress.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it totally will.
All right. Well, you guys, you two lovebirds, go make out and stuff.
Yeah, 13
years. 13 years together.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Another Thank soldier you. Has fallen.
All right. And now, after that wedding that we just created, we're going to continue to...
We have to shut the show down now because you gave away all of our money.
I'll do it myself. It's fine.
We can't afford to keep going.
We still got the show truck.
We still got more Make My Day. We'll keep making your day coming up next.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
By the way, we want you to go to our website, kidnation.com. Check out our costumes for this past Halloween.
Yeah, check out the costumes that we wore on Dish Nation. You can find those at kidnation.com. And while you're at the website, register for Insta-Twin. What is Insta-Twin, Big
yeah,
Al?
Yeah, tell us, Al.
We've teamed up with Party City to find the best Halloween costumes in all of Kid Nation. Yeah, we know Halloween was Friday, but bear with us. Post a picture on Instagram of you dressed as a celebrity, a famous person, a character that we would recognize.
You'd be the twin of that person.
Right. And you could win a $200 Party City gift card. One lucky winner will score a $1,000 Visa gift card. I went to Party City on Friday. Line around the freaking building.
Everybody waits to the last minute.
Everybody does.
Except for me.
Make sure you tag at Kid Nation and at Party City in your post. Listeners 13 and up can enter on Instagram or at KidNation.com, and you need to do that by noon today.
Today, not tomorrow. Today.
There you go.
And just one person per photo because we don't know who all your friends are. We don't know.
Yeah, you and whatever celebrity or person you're supposed to look like.
Yeah.
Thanks, Big Al, Mac.
There you go.
Now we want to continue to make your day.
All right.
What can we do to make your day?
Yeah.
It's up to you. 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
It could be anything. Heather, how can we make your day?
It would make my day if you could send my husband a message telling him what a great job he does. Thank you for his service. We miss him and love him. He's currently deployed.
Mm. Oh, wow. Well, why don't you do it yourself? Because we're on American Forces Network, so he may be listening right now.
Okay.
What's his name? Yeah.
Yeah, tell us.
His name is Coban.
Coban, and where is he stationed?
He is stationed in Egypt.
Oh, wow. Whoa.
What's his? Are you able to give like his full rank and name and stuff, or is there for security reasons you can't?
His name is Sergeant First Class Hedge.
All right.
And I can just tell you he's stationed in Egypt.
Well, okay. Coban, keep up the good work, sir.
Way to go, Coban.
Thank you so much for what you do.
Yep. And all the soldiers out there, especially Coban.
Yeah.
Especially Coban today.
Today, because Heather wanted it. Thank you, Heather.
Thank you.
Aw.
Yeah. Egypt.
Next week is Veterans Day, right?
Yeah.
A week from tomorrow, I think.
I wonder if they walk like Egyptians in Egypt. Haven't you ever wondered that?
No.
Like,
how much differently do Egyptians walk than we do?
I thought they just put their hands up like this. Right.
Yeah.
All right. Nicole, how can we make your day?
Good morning, guys. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Oh, well, welcome to the first time ever.
Thanks. It would make my day if the gal would hit on me because I'm a mom of three. I just hit my 30s, and I haven't been a hit on in forever.
Oh, come on now.
Nicole,
hit on Nicole.
Why have you? You sound so sexy, Nicole. I would. You know what I would love to do is buy you a drink for lunch today.
Mm. I wish I could, Big Al, but I'm in Austin.
Oh yeah.
Girl, ain't nothing but a plane ride, girl. Don't you know I got a credit card? I'll have you up here in about 48 minutes. Let's see. Can I have
a computer and a trip to Mexico, too?
Okay.
Big Al's been known to give away a computer and a trip to Mexico.
You wanted a compliment or freebie.
Yeah, slow your roll, Nicole.
See, Nicole knows how it works. You get hit on by Big Al, and then you get a computer and a trip to Mexico.
You date for a week, and then you get all those.
Well done, Nicole.
Class.
Nicole, how would you compare your butt to Kim Kardashian's butt? Say it slowly.
Oh, I don't know. I got a booty. I've been known to have a big butt, but it's not Kim Kardashian.
All right. Hold on. I'm going to talk to you off the air.
Oh.
Right.
Three babies later, she got some booty.
Yeah, Al wants her phone number for off the air just in case he does want to buy her.
How'd I do? I do pretty good there?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
All right, good. Thanks.
All right. There
still
you go.
Got it. Still got it.
Well done, sir.
All right.
Michelle, how can we make your day today?
It would totally make my day if all of you, as a group, individual, however you want to do it, would make a video doing JC's Mexican dance and post it on Facebook.
Oh, you mean the one to this one?
Oh,
everybody
yeah.
just dancing?
Is that known as the Mexican dance? Yeah.
No, that's just my dance.
That's his celebratory dance.
Yeah.
We'll have JC do that.
No, everybody's got to do it.
No, I want everybody.
Yeah, Michelle.
Even Shannon.
Yeah, we'll do that.
That'll be on our list of things to do today.
We have to make her day, so we're going to have to do that.
Do it right now.
Yeah,
Don't worry, Michelle.
I just had knee surgery, Michelle.
Hold on, everybody. Hold on. This is where the breakdown happens.
What do you do during the breakdown?
Oh, let's come back.
You wait for the beat to drop.
That's not really a dance.
It's just got to lose control. Michelle,
a conniption.
We'll do that like my car is backing up.
Yeah. No.
Big Al, just shake your booty a little bit.
All right.
You don't have to move your feet.
All right. We'll get that video going for you. Okay, Michelle.
Thank you so much. I love y'all.
Oh, we love you too. Thanks for calling our show.
How can we make your day?
How can we make your day? Leo, how can we make your day, buddy? Or ma'am.
Hey, good morning. It's a girl.
Sorry about
Leonor.
That.
Leonor.
No, it's okay. It's Leonor.
Leonor.
Shout out. How y'all can make my day. I've been a longtime listener, and I, for some reason, cannot remember the story behind the clip that y'all play that with the girl saying, Big Al stupid.
Big Al is stupid.
Oh.
What is that?
Every time you play that, I just cannot stop laughing. It's just hilarious. Nothing against Big Al. I love you, Big Al.
Thank
I love
you,
all of you guys.
Love you too, Leo. Play it again, Shannon.
Big Al is stupid.
That's got to be a drunk news.
Yeah, well,
right?
Isn't that the girl that you took out to the mall shopping and she had like the raspy voice and she took men shopping?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Harmony.
What's her name? Was like
Harmony, I think was her name.
I remember, but she was some girl that you took a bunch of men out shopping or something.
Yeah, and she kind of did the play by play.
Yeah, and she did the play by play.
Yeah,
and
I
she
think
got
so.
And she and was she... drunk when she showed up and drunker when she left.
And she thought Big Al was stupid.
Yeah.
Wait, she...
I think you're right. Is.
I don't know if it came from there, but that's I think that's who that is. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think her name was Harmony.
So just a girl who thinks Al's stupid.
Yeah.
But it was Harmony.
I mean, she would do drunk news. I would see her out all the time. I used to do this segment a long time ago when I would go out to different bars and clubs or whatever and see people that had been having a good time and have them read the news and into the tape recorder. We play it back.
Maybe that's where you met her.
Yeah, I think so.
It was where
she was like a repeat. Yeah, she was like a Hall of Famer.
Al doesn't do that now because he doesn't want to scare people away from his bar.
Right.
Which is smart. I mean, I don't blame you. But we miss it. So if you want to do it.
We miss it.
I was advised to not do that.
I bet you were. Kathleen, how can we make your day? You're the last caller.
Okay. You guys have already made my day just by getting through, but it would make it 102% better if you guys could play the clip from when Emma Kelly found out her goldfish was dead.
Mr. Fluffy Pants.
That was the best.
Do we have it?
I feel kind of awful that I want to hear that again, but I remember having to pull over because I didn't want to
It was my daughter's first experience with death. And it was the death of her goldfish, Mr. Fluffy Pants. And
I think she
was two, possibly three.
Okay.
All right.
Well, yeah, it's a little chopped up, but here is the chopped up, shortened version of the death of Mr.
Fluffy Pants.
Fluffy Pants.
Here you go, Kathleen.
And
play
you
it,
know
Shannon.
What happens when fish die?
What?
You flush them down the toilet. Isn't that fun? So, We like to go have some fun.
Wait, Mom. When my beta fish dies, I'm going to flush it in the toilet.
Well, guess what?
What?
This is your lucky day.
Why?
Mr. Fluffy Pants is dead.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. See him in there? Uh-oh. What do you think?
I'm going to flush him down the toilet.
You're okay with that?
Yes.
Well, do you feel bad? Do you feel bad about him being dead a little bit?
My little Emma Kelly.
You want to say a prayer for him or anything before you flush him? You want me to ask him? All right. Dear Jesus, I'm really sorry that Mr. Fluffy Pants is dead, but thank you for letting us have him for as long as we did, and please take care of him in fish heaven. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Is that okay? You want to go flush him now? All right. Here we go. What do you want to say?
Sorry, Faith, for doing
it. Sorry.
Do it.
Bye, Mr. Fluffy Pants.
Bye.
That was kind of fast, huh? Some good suction action on that toilet.
Yeah. There you go, Kathleen.
Oh, well.
Hope you enjoyed that.
Oh man, Mr. Fluffy Pants.
Do we have the unedited one of that?
I'm sure we do.
Yeah, I'd like if you can get me a clip of that. I'll put it on my Facebook page. That was so funny. She was so building up about we're gonna flush the fish if it ever dies. Well, it finally died. And we expected that, you know, the long drawn out swirl that back in the day before all this water conservation.
Right. Oh, now it just shoots it down.
The fish would just twirl around the bowl for a good 30 seconds. Now it's just like boom, gone. It was funny.
And all this time, I thought Mr. Fluffy Pants was the name of your best gay friend.
No, that was the name of Emma Kelly's beta fish.
Yeah, it would have.
Wow.
Geez,
I hope she wasn't flushing him.
Please let us know how we can make your day on Facebook. Go to the Kid Nation Facebook page, and we're going to keep doing this for you every week.
Yeah, we are.
Try to make your day at least once a day, week.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Free Money Monday!
Yeah, we're playing it twice a day now.
Yeah.
Played it an hour ago, gave away $500. Gonna play it again. We want to give away $1,000.
With firearms up in here.
So, Kelly wants to get her concealed handgun license.
So we're letting her practice before.
Well, her dad wants her to get it.
Well, I'm thinking about it. Why not?
You don't strike me as a concealed handgun lady.
I
want
to get mine, too, to be honest with you.
I've got to decide where I'm going to keep my holster. Because you could do either a thigh, you know, like a garter belt kind of holster.
Mm-mm-mm.
Or I could always wear a jacket and keep it, like, you know, in my jacket.
Or in your purse.
You could do
or
a nice
purse.
Like,
that's kind of boring.
You could do like a sagging hip one, like where it's on your hip, but it sags down a little bit down to the thigh.
Oh, like so it's not concealed at that point. It's blatant.
Yeah. Well, unless you wear like a long coat.
Put it in your pocket. When my dad got shot in the leg, he was at a gas station and he pulled a rag out of the gas station attendant's pocket. And this is back when you had full service gas station, and the gun hit the ground and shot my dad in the leg
because he pulled out
the other guy's 22.
Yeah, he had like a 22 or 25 or whatever in his pocket.
Nothing safer than a gun going off at a gas station.
All right, so the Nerf gun, we had some issues last time.
It's fixed.
Ended up just
it's loaded right now.
Okay, it's already cocked. All right, JC, I'm going to do it from over here.
Okay.
Safety glasses. Safety first, kids.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't
know.
No,
I just, Janine, our makeup artist, told me not to put them back on because it ruined our makeup.
Oh, yeah. I don't think I need them.
I'm good. I'm just going to shield my eyes.
I'm going to aim for that one.
All right. Oh!
Close.
That didn't go well.
No. That one?
That's all right. Oh.
I'm going to aim for that one.
Oh!
Yes.
That wasn't what I was aiming for, but that's okay.
Red.
What letter is that?
The letter is O.
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 Which is what we all screamed when Kelly hit
play.
It.
O is still in play.
O is back on.
Oh, watch it, Madison.
Yeah, watch
back
it.
Back behind me, Madison. I'll protect
watch it,
the
Smiley.
Intern.
Oh, that was close, though.
That hit in between.
Kelly cocking the gun is the funniest thing I've seen.
Oh!
What did I get?
Oh, it's a good one. Is it?
L.
You can talk, Madison.
L. You can talk, Madison.
O and an L.
Trying to be
that
so
looked
quiet.
Like a 7 to me, but it's
all
an
right.
L.
L-O or O-L are the initials we're looking for. That was fun.
800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Did that light your desire to get your license?
Yes.
I mean, even more?
My cousins want to take me shooting over Thanksgiving. I might go. I might go shoot
guns or
real. I've never shot a fired a real gun.
I
might get
like
me into passion.
Rifles.
You know?
I mean, that's not that that's a rifle, but more. I like ones that are just hand.
Handgun.
Just
a like
handgun.
A Glock.
I don't know what I'm going to be shooting.
I think that's what my girlfriend has.
A Glock. The rifles. Her.
Anyway, we're looking for caller 13 with OL or LO at 800 Kid Live.
800-543-3548. 800-5-GEEK-IT.
You get $500 guaranteed.
Now, if we didn't call, those weren't your initials. Don't worry about it. We'll do it again tomorrow. 7:10 and 8:10 Central.
The initials we were looking for were L-O or O-L.
All right.
And it looks like we have Lori on the phone. That starts with an L, so we have one out of the way. Lori, what is your last name?
Oviedo.
Shout out.
Oviedo.
Oviedo.
That starts with an O, everybody.
And it ends with an O.
Mm-hmm.
Guess
what, Lori? You just scored what? $500. Yeah, Lori. Now, we want to double that for you, but you must have gone on your social media and done one thing for us. Did you do that? Did you go write free money for Kid Nation on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook?
Yes, I did on Facebook.
Yay! Yay! Nice job!
$1,000 nice for job. You.
Low, 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 low.
What are you going to do with that, Lori?
Shop.
Yeah, shop. Dang, shop. Now you're going to shop.
There you go.
Blow it. Blow every dime of it.
Lori,
I'm going to blow it. I am.
Enjoy that $1,000, okay, Lori?
Thank you.
No, thank you for doing that. Oh, see how easy that was?
I'm telling you what, if I had $1,000 yesterday, you know what I did?
What?
I made out my Christmas list. Everybody I've got to buy for. So I'm getting, it's tis the season. Tis the season.
It's late for you. And
I've never shopped this late before. I'm nervous wreck.
If we didn't call your letters today, don't worry. We're doing it twice again tomorrow morning, 7:10 and 8:10 Central.
It's the Kidocratic Morning Show.
I've said this before and I believe it. Women have a lot. Women have it a lot tougher than men do.
You really do.
In many areas, they have to carry a baby for 9 months. They give birth. They are often the people that take care of the house.
Yeah.
When us guys,
because we're working.
Because we're dudes and
we're working too.
Yeah. Women are working too, but we're too lazy.
And because of those gender roles, we come home and you still think it's our obligation to keep the house clean.
And on top of that, when women walk around the street, they have to deal with catcalls.
Have to deal with us.
Yeah, they got to deal with the dudes. A woman named Shonda Roberts walked around New York. This was last week, and this video went viral while somebody filmed her with a hidden camera. And at the point, the point was to show how women get harassed by random guys on the street.
Well, they don't do anything. She was supposed to be a wall, a stone wall, not comment,
yeah,
not do
just
anything.
Keep walking.
Just keep walking and keep her mouth shut.
Yeah, she was in jeans and a black t-shirt. Nothing overly sexy. Just jeans and a black shirt. In 10 hours, she dealt with over 100 comments. And a couple guys even started following her.
She must be really hot.
She's a good-looking girl. Here's a clip of her video.
How you doing today?
Wow.
That's not good,
smile.
Huh?
Smile.
Hey, what's up, girl? How you doing? Somebody's acknowledging you.
Hey, baby.
Hey, beautiful.
Hey. Damn.
Sexy American Eagle.
Hey, American Eagle.
Yeah. You saw $1,000.
We can't be friends. We don't speak. I'll give you my number. You can tell to me. Welcome.
The whole video is up at kidnation.com.
Mm-hmm.
It looks annoying to deal with
when
that.
When it's edited together. Boom, 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 boom. Yeah.
Yeah, we don't know how often she was getting these cat calls.
Sometimes, you know, people can say, you look nice today, and just keep going, you know, thank you, and it gives you a little lift.
Right.
This is, and
but
I think it may depend on what guys are catcalling
exactly.
you. Because this guy went on CNN yesterday, and he's a dating expert, and he tried to give the male point of view on this whole thing.
The bottom line is this, ladies.
What?
You would not care if all these guys were hot. They would be bolstering your self-esteem, bolstering your ego. There is nothing more than a woman loves to hear than how pretty she is. It's just another example of a lot of feminists that have an a la carte attitude towards it, meaning you can do this, I want, you know, this sort of thing, but they take it too far. It's kind of like this thing bordered on the boy who cried wolf. Like, where's it going to go next?
Kelly.
Preach it, brother.
Do you agree with him?
Okay.
If it's a hot guy catcalling,
is it
okay?
Oh, it's always. I said that's the difference between sexual harassment
and
being flattered.
Yeah.
When somebody you work with is hot and you're attracted to them, if they hit on you, that's great. But if it's a guy you're not interested in, that's sexual harassment. You go straight to the human resources and file a complaint.
Right.
There's a difference between. I've been told That's you look very nice today. Thank you. And you just go about your business. Then these guys, I mean, there's just a difference. You have to know when you're being threatening, when you're following a girl. Hey, baby, that's creepy.
Right.
But you can't pick and choose who's hitting on you and how they
exactly.
do it.
Exactly.
I mean, the girls complain like, no one ever hits on me.
Mm-hmm.
And then they do. And it's like, you just got to know. I think as a man, you have to recognize your level of creepiness. Go look in the mirror. And look at yourself. Look how you're dressed.
Okay.
Practice saying out loud, hey, baby. And see if you creep yourself out.
Damn.
And then you probably know. Right?
Hold on. Hey, baby.
That's gross.
That's creepy.
Hey,
girl,
see, you're creepy.
Okay, how about this? Hey, babe.
No, don't do the hey, baby
compliment.
At all.
Hey, what's up, girl?
Say, you look very nice today. You have a beautiful smile. And keep going.
No, you got to keep it sexy, though, a little bit.
No, you don't.
Hey, what's up, girl?
No.
What do you expect to happen in that brief 2-second encounter when you're trying to be sexy with her?
This girl was walking through the hood. She was walking
down the streets of New York. She wasn't in the hood.
She was in the hood part of New York.
I've heard girls complain about the catcalls, and then they go out and they don't get any, and then that same girl will come back and get mad that she did not get any.
No, I have never heard a girl come back and say, I walked by a construction site, not one man hollered at me. I've never heard that. I would not. When I used to go out walking in my neighborhood by myself, which is stupid because I wasn't carrying my concealed handgun at the time,
right.
And I'd walk by a construction site, I would get a little anxious and nervous as I approached it. And you could feel men staring at you.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them would say stuff, kind of muttered. I never had anybody out and out hoot, hoot, hoot. But you could hear people talking, and it makes you feel very uncomfortable.
Jenna, have you ever catcalled a guy?
Yeah, sure. Not in that harassment sense, though. You mean just like a guy walking by?
Yeah, what do you say to a guy walking by?
Damn!
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, like if my girlfriends and I are sitting in a bar on the patio or something and really hot guys walk by, we'll yell. Just because, you know, like to do it back. But
okay,
I won't say damn. We'll just be like,
damn, G.
Where are you going?
Is that must be jam because jelly don't shake
okay,
like
well,
that.
Okay, well, that's... No. Be original.
Okay. come to the 2000s at least.
All right.
Come on, Al. Rebecca, you don't mind the catcalling at all, right?
I don't mind getting catcalled at all. I'm 20 years old, and, you know, if a guy, and I'm on the street, and he says, hey, girl, you look good, I'm like, man, I know. Thank you.
it depends on the delivery.
Now, I know.
If he's a creepy person that starts then following you on the street, would you feel a little bit differently?
A little bit, yeah, definitely. But, I mean, most of the time, if I've ever been catcalled, it's always been something polite, maybe a little racy, but I still take it with a grain of salt.
Yeah.
It's situational.
That means you're looking good. That's all it means.
If I don't make eye contact with you, though, you know, don't pursue it. My eye contact is the invitation to come talk to me more.
Mm-hmm. Amanda, you were disgusted by the video of the girl getting catcalled.
Yes, I was.
Why?
Because, I mean, it is nice for a man to congratulate a woman on how she looks, but from my point of view, don't follow her. Just say the compliment, give her, you know, a smile, make her feel happy for that day and everything, but don't stop.
What if y'all are walking in the same direction? It's not necessarily like, you know, we're following you. We just might happen to be going the same place you're going.
Maybe I was coming towards you, and then I remembered I had to go back to the store that I was at.
I left my keys on the dashboard, whatever.
Yeah, well, I have been to the mall before, and I had a guy stalk me all the way around the whole thing. Me and my friends, we had one store. We went into Victoria's Secret, and he was looking around and looking at his lingerie, peeked over there and peeked back over there when we caught him. It is just ridiculous. Can I get 2 digits? Really?
Yeah.
I guess a man needs to be more sensitive to a woman's signals. If you see a woman has braced up, you need to just back off. You know,
right.
If you see a woman is not welcoming, then back off.
Oh, that's challenging.
Then they get to become a jerk about it.
Al always thought that getting sprayed with mace meant keep coming closer.
Yeah.
It's an aphrodisiac.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.